This is the Sakar Merli of the 6th of May, 2025. Essence. Sweet children, make effort to stay in remembrance and you will continue to become pure. The Father is now teaching you and he will then take you back with him. Question. What message do you have to give everyone? Answer. You now have to return home, therefore become pure. The Father, the Purifier, says, remember me and you will become pure. Give everyone this message. The Father has given you children his own introduction. It is now your duty to show, that is, reveal the Father. It is said, Son shows Father. Song, to live in your lane and to die in your lane. Om Shanti. You children have heard the meaning of the song. Baba, we will be threaded in your rosary of Rudra. This song was composed on the path of devotion. All the paraphernalia, that is, the giving of donations, tapasya, worshipping, etc., belong to the path of devotion. Devotion belongs to the kingdom of Ravan, whereas this knowledge belongs to the kingdom of Rama, God. Gyan is called knowledge, this study. Devotion is not called a study. There is no aim in devotion of becoming someone. Devotion is not a study. To learn Raj Yoga is a study. You study at one place in a school, whereas in devotion you stumble from door to door. Study means study. Therefore you should study very well. You children know that you are students. There are many who do not consider themselves to be students because they don't study at all. Neither do they consider the Father to be the Father, nor do they consider Shiv Baba to be the bestower of salvation. Nothing sits in the intellects of some here. A kingdom is being established, and it has to be made up of all kinds of people. The Father has come to make you impure ones pure. You called out to the Father, O Purifier, come. The Father says, now become pure. You have to give everyone the Father's message. Remember the Father. At present, Bharat is a brothel, whereas it was previously the temple of Shiva. It doesn't have either of the two crowns now. Only you children know this. The Purifier Father says, now remember me, and you will become pure from impure. It is only in having remembrance that there is effort. There are very few who stay in remembrance. The rosary of devotees is only of a few. There are different names of devotees, Dana Bhagat, Narad and Mira, etc. Not everyone will come and study here. Only those who studied a cycle ago will come again. They also say, Baba, we met you a cycle ago. We came here to study. We came to learn the pilgrimage of remembrance. The Father has now come to take you children back home. He explains, you souls are impure, and this is why you called out to me to come and purify you. The Father says, now remember me and become pure. The Father teaches you and then takes you back with him. You children should have a lot of happiness inside you. The Father is teaching you. Krishna wouldn't be called the Father. Krishna wouldn't be called the Purifier. No one but you knows who the Father is or how he gives us this knowledge. It is only to you children that the Father gives his introduction. The Father wouldn't meet new children straight away. The Father says, "Son shows Father." Only you children show, that is, reveal the Father. The Father doesn't have to meet or talk to new ones, although Baba did meet many new children for so long. That was fixed in the drama. Many used to come. Baba has explained that you also have to uplift the military people. They too have their jobs to do. Otherwise, an enemy would come and attack. They simply have to remember the Father. It says in the Gita that those who leave their bodies while on a battlefield will go to heaven. However, you cannot go to heaven just like that. It is only when the one who establishes heaven comes here that you can go to heaven. No one knows what heaven is. You children are now battling against Ravana, the five vices. The Father says, "May you be bodiless." Would anyone else say, "Have the faith that you are souls and remember me"? You cannot call anyone but the one Father, the Almighty Authority. You wouldn't say Shri when speaking of Brahma, Vishnu or Shankar. Only the one Father is the Almighty. He is the world almighty authority. Only the one Father is called the ocean of knowledge. All of those sages and holy men are authorities of the scriptures. You wouldn't even call them authorities of devotion. They are authorities of the scriptures. For them, everything depends on the scriptures. They believe that God will give them the fruit of their devotion. They do not know when devotion begins or when it ends. Devotees believe that God is pleased with them for doing devotion. They have a desire to meet God. But whose worship would he be pleased with? He would definitely be pleased, but only when you worship him alone. If you worship Shankar, how could the Father be pleased? Would the Father be pleased if you worship Hanuman? They simply have a vision. They don't receive anything. The Father says, "Although I grant them visions, none of them is able to come and meet me." No, only you come and meet me. Devotees do devotion in order to meet God. They say, "We don't know in what form God will come and meet us." Therefore, that is called blind faith. You have now met the Father. You know that it is only when the incorporeal Father adopts a body that he can give you his introduction. He says, "I am your Father. 5,000 years ago, I gave you your fortune of the kingdom. Then you took 84 births. This world cycle continues to turn. It is only after the Copper Age begins that the other religions come. Each founder of a religion comes to establish his own religion. It is not a question of how great any of them are. It isn't anyone's greatness. It is only when the Father enters Brahma that there can be his greatness. He was simply carrying on with his business. He didn't know that God would enter him. The Father entered him and explained how he entered him. He said, "See how what is yours belongs to me, and how what is mine belongs to you. You become my helper with your body, mind and wealth. And in return for that, this is what you will receive." The Father says, "I enter an ordinary body of one who does not know his own births. However, no one knows when or how I come." You can now see how the Father has entered this ordinary body. He is teaching us this knowledge and yoga through this body. This knowledge is very easy. Only you know how the gates of hell close and how the gates of heaven open. Ravan's kingdom starts with the Copper Age. That is when the gates of hell open. The old and new worlds are half and half. The Father says, "I now simply show you children the way to change from impure to pure. Remember the Father, and your sins of many births will be absolved. You have to confess all of the sins that you have committed in this birth. You do remember what sins you have committed in this birth. You also know what charity you have done and what donations you have given. This one knows about his childhood. Sri Krishna is called Shyamsunda, the ugly and beautiful one. The meaning of this doesn't enter anyone else's intellects. Because his name is Shyamsunda, they created a dark blue image of him. Look at the Raghunath temple and the Hanuman temple. Everyone's image has been made ugly. This is an impure world. You children are now concerned with changing from ugly to beautiful. Therefore, in order to do this, stay in remembrance of the Father." The Father says, "This is your last birth. Remember me and your sins will be burnt away. You know that the Father has come to take you back home. Therefore, you will definitely have to renounce your bodies here. He won't take you back with your bodies. Impure souls cannot go there. Therefore, the Father will definitely show you ways to become pure." He says, "Remember me and your sins will be absolved." Those on the path of devotion just have blind faith. They speak of Shiv Kashi. And then they say that Shiva brought the Ganges, and that the Ganges emerged through Bagrinath, the lucky chariot. How could water emerge from someone's head? Is Bagrinath sitting in the mountains so that the Ganges could emerge through his hair? The rain that falls is drawn from the oceans. Then that water falls all over the world. There are rivers everywhere. The water on the mountains becomes ice. That ice continues to melt and then flows into a river. The water from the caves in the mountains also fills the wells. They too depend on rain. When there isn't any rain, the wells dry up. You now say, Baba, purify us and send us to heaven. People only desire to go to heaven, the land of Krishna. No one knows about the land of Vishnu. The devotees of Sri Krishna say, wherever I look, I only see Krishna. However, since they call God omnipresent, why do they not say that wherever they look, they only see God? This is why the devotees of the Supreme Soul, God, say that everyone is a form of him. He enables this whole play to take place. They say that God adopted a form in order to create this wonderful play. Therefore, he would definitely play a part. Just look at God's world of heaven. There is no question of any dirt there. Here there is nothing but dirt. Here people also say that God is omnipresent, that it is God who gives happiness. When they have a child, they experience happiness. But if he dies, they experience sorrow. God gave you something and then took it back. So what is there to cry about? They don't experience sorrow in the golden age that they would have to cry. There is the example of the king who conquered attachment. All of those examples are false. There is no meaning in them. There aren't any sages or holy men, etc., in the golden age. Such things cannot exist here. There couldn't be a king here who has conquered attachment. God speaks. What are the Yadavs, the Kuravs and the Pandavs doing now? Your yoga is with the Father. The Father says, I am making Bharat into heaven with you children. Those who become pure now will become the masters of that pure world. Tell everyone you meet that God says, constantly remember me alone. Only love me alone. Do not remember anyone else. This remembrance is called unadulterated remembrance. Here you do not have to offer water, etc. You used to do all of that business on the path of devotion. You also used to remember God. Gurus would say, remember me, do not remember your husband. Baba explains so many things to you children. The main thing he explains is that you have to give everyone the message. Baba says, constantly remember me alone. Baba means God. God is incorporeal. Not everyone would call Sri Krishna God. Krishna himself is a child. If Shiv Baba were not in this one, would you be here? Shiv Baba has adopted you and made you belong to him through this one. Therefore, this one is a mother as well as a father. A mother in a corporeal form is needed. He, Shiv Baba, is the father. Therefore, imbibe these things very well. You children mustn't become confused about any aspect. Never stop studying. Some children are influenced by bad company and then sulk and open their own pathshala. if they have conflict with someone, they go and open their own pathshala. That is just foolishness. If they sulk, they are not worthy of opening a pathshala. Their body consciousness will not let them continue. They have animosity in their intellects, so they will only remember that. They won't be able to explain anything to anyone. It also happens that those to whom they give this knowledge go quickly ahead of them, and that they themselves fall. One can understand when the stage of others is a lot better than one's own stage. In some cases, the student becomes a king, and the teacher becomes a maid or a servant. Make effort and become part of the garland around the father's neck. Baba, I will belong to you for as long as I live. It is only by having remembrance of the father that your boat can go across. Acha. To you, sweetest beloved, long lost and now found children, love, remembrance and good morning from the mother, the father, Bapdada. The spiritual father says namaste to you, spiritual children, and the spiritual children say namaste to the spiritual father. Essence for Dana. 1. Never become confused about any aspect. Never stop studying because of sulking with others. To have animosity is body consciousness. Caution yourself so that you don't become influenced by bad company. Become so pure that your behavior reveals the Father. 2. May your intellect have such love for the Father that you remain in unadulterated remembrance. Become a full helper of the Father with your body, mind, and wealth. Blessing. May you become a knower of all secrets and remain constantly happy by knowing the secret of being detached and loving. The children who know the secret of being detached and loving while living at home with their families are happy with themselves, and they also keep their families happy. Together with that, the Lord is also constantly pleased with them, because they have true hearts. Such children, who are knowers of this secret and who remain constantly happy, do not need to make anyone their advisor, neither for themselves nor for anyone else, because they can make their own decisions. So they do not need to make anyone their advisor, lawyer, or judge. Slogan: the blessings you receive from doing service are the basis of your good health. Aviat signal: imbibe the personality of spiritual royalty and purity. It is essential to breathe whilst in your body, for if you are unable to breathe, you are not alive. In the same way, purity is the breath of Brahmin life. Purity is the basis of your reward for 21 births. The basis of a soul meeting the Supreme Soul is a pure intellect. The basis of the confluence aged attainments and a future worthy of worship status is purity. Therefore, adopt the personality of purity as a blessing. Om Shanti.